The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It's time for another Dating Women Radio Show segment. Check out the description for what we're talking about this week. Thank you for listening.
Rupert Murdoch, father of Prudence, Elizabeth, Lachlan, James, Grace, and Chloe Murdoch, and Miss Jerry Hall, mother of Elizabeth, James, Georgia, and Gabriel Jagger, are delighted to announce their engagement.
Nice.
Model Jerry Hall, 59, and Rupert, 684. He proposed her in L.A. at the Golden Globes. For the billionaire, this is his fourth marriage. And for Miss Hall, it's her first. Her and Mick Jagger, they got married at a Hindu ceremony in Bali, but it's not legally binding. We got 11 kids here. These two people have been busy. And, you know, to me, Mr. Murdoch, you know, owns Fox plus a bunch of other papers. Very, very wealthy guy. And I don't think he knows anything about women. He knows everything about money. He knows everything about business. But I don't think he's very sharp. He's on number four.
You know, he needs to read that article in Mastery 4, No Country for Old Men, because...
She's 59. It's not too bad. It's, you know, she'll be 60 next year. You know, it's when she's 28 or 32.
Well, it's still a 25-year difference, though.
Yeah, but the higher it is, the less it counts.
Yeah,
They're not going to have that much distance in their talking. But you take a 20-year-old girl and a 29-year-old guy, there's a big difference, you know.
Yeah, I still think it's, I don't know, I mean, she's still a very attractive woman, and I don't know, I mean, there's got to be a lot more options from a physical standpoint than Mr. Rupert, you know, that
yeah.
would be, she'd
maybe,
be physically
maybe.
Attractive.
Maybe, and here's another thing, you know, he's got more, if he wanted to buy an island, he could buy Tasmania, that's how rich he is, and I don't know how much money Jerry Hall has in the bank. Because, you know, she just might be there for strictly the money. We don't know, and I'm not trying to judge that.
Right. Yeah. No, you have no idea. But that's interesting. Well, you know, and you know, when they're on their number four, there's definitely a sign that, you know, you should have plopped $99 down for the system.
they don't look at it that way. They just keep on going.
Yeah, they just keep on going. I'm just going to be myself. But I guess Rupert Murdoch will not be writing a You Changed My Life letter, but we do have a You Changed My Life letter, which is always my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, it's real long. It's from a guy in Eastern Europe. His name is Manoj. Anyway, after struggling with dating and relationships, I have a tendency to be a nice guy the more I like somebody, and indifferent the less I do like somebody. Anyway, after my latest crashes with females, I got your system, went on a 10-hour flight, read it cover to cover. And then it dawned on me, the things I lack were challenge and control. And that is what I've learned from your book. And in any case, since trying to practice ideas of the system, I have seen a lot more positive response from females. Taking things slowly and getting into my head that my actions will be based on her interest level. She shows me, and not my interest level, is a huge insight and one that seems to be already working on someone whom I do see as a potentially great long-term candidate. I really think you're in your book regarding relationships, and you have good intentions. Thank you very much. Anyway, I'm really glad I reread the system. We'll completely read it over and over again. I'm a good member of your Doc Love Club. I really like you and Jeff. I learned a lot from you guys and the callers. I have much more. I'm looking forward to having a much more fulfilling relationship the next opportunity that comes my way. Thank you. Nice letter.
Great stuff. And hits all the high points. And the thing is, Doc, if you don't get the system, first of all, you're not supporting this show and all the things that we do. Doc, there's nobody else that sounds like you. There's nobody else like you in the world protecting men like you do.
Yeah, and these guys don't realize this. And these guys would just ask any of their buddies, tell me about your divorce. Tell me how bloody it was. But male ego, so sad. It's really sad.
Well, you know, how about even beyond all the divorces and stuff like that, how about having a great girl in your life? You know, you're about 4, 5, or 6 months in with her, and everything's just great. You get along, you don't argue, and you just have a good time. And then all of a sudden, you veer away from that stuff that made her fall in love. And then she breaks up with you. She lets the resentment build. You're done. You're out. And then you're going back into the dating pool, and you're wondering what happened when you should have just been doing the right things all along. And I think some guys, by accident, they're on their best behavior. They do get that great girl, and then they don't know how to keep her, and it's a shame.
Yeah, whatever a guy is missing, and most guys are pretty sharp, but, you know, if they know 60-70%, we're going to give them the other 30-40%, because nobody knows the power of humor and the power of challenge the way we do. And as this guy just mentioned in this You Changed My Life letter, he now says, yeah, it's what the woman wants. It's what her interest level is. That's what counts, not mine. And he mentioned that as a big point. That's what you guys will get.
Can I veer into something before we get to the callers, Doc? I think that this needs to be said to the guys that are still on the search, because we often talk about having Ms. Right and how great it'll be and stuff like that. And there's a lot of listeners out there right now. I know that they probably don't feel like that'll ever happen for them, or they go out on so many dates, or they're in a lull in getting numbers and stuff like that. But Doc, I would say, and I want you to react to this, is just plug into the system, keep doing the right things, make yourself a better man, and you give yourself the best chance to attract that woman that is right for you.
Yeah, because once you're trained with these different ways to act, and you start handling yourself differently, she's going to react positively. That's what happens, and that'll give you more confidence in the system. It'll help you even study even harder, because you're seeing, hey, she's reacting to what Doc Love says, and that's the most important thing.
And the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to become a better man. And how bad is that?
Yeah, it's self-improvement. But here's the thing, you guys. This stuff works. That's the thing. If it didn't work, that would be horrible, but it works. And I've got those letters to prove it, from around the world.
Thousands of them. Okay, well, let's get into some callers here. And as I was saying before, we need your support, guys. Nobody else. I mean, you talk about the system and all the things it brings to guys, the system, the Mastery Series, the Doc Love Club, all those things, and changing lives all over the world, and have been changing lives for many years. Well, and this is all supported by a live radio show where you can ask the author, you can ask Doc any question you want. Get the materials. It's only going to coach you to be a better man and to give yourself the best chance at Ms. Right. So get all the materials. Dial yourself into exactly what we're talking about on this show, and then call in and talk to the author. How many times can you call in and talk to the author, the man himself, and be able to get everything out of him, any questions you have from the book? So, again, we need your support, DocLove.com, DocLoveClub.com. Let's get to the first caller, 855-345-7465. That's U.S. toll-free, lower 48. And then 646-668-8937. That's your international plus Alaska and Hawaii. 5487. 5487, that's the last four digits of your number. You are the first caller on the air today, and we appreciate you being here. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc Love. Welcome. 5487, you're on the air. Okay, well, we're going to another caller.
Hello.
Here.
Yeah, there he is.
Well, he'll have to call back. We disconnected him. But, guys, pay attention to... because we can come to you at any time. So you might be just chilling, listening to the show, but we might come to you at any time and put you on the air. So I hope that caller calls back. But if not, 5416, you are on the air right now. 5416, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc Love. Welcome.
Hi, this is Matthew from San Jose, California, 41 years young.
Matthew, you got a young voice.
Thank you. That's what I've heard.
What's up?
Well, I know I've thanked you before, but I just have to do it again. I wanted to thank you for the system. I've dated 31 women in 2015 before I got to the one. And she's a
31,
flexible
huh?
giver.
Took you that
31.
Many, huh?
Yeah.
That's
okay. She's a flexible giver. Flexible giver with a good attitude, and just after New Year, she asked me to be the boyfriend.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell these guys out there what they're missing. They're reading the articles. They're reading the articles. Yeah. They're listening to the shows, but they don't want to spend a lousy $99. I don't understand it. Please tell these guys what they're missing.
Oh, they are missing out. They are missing out. I know I've mentioned to you before, you know, I thought I knew what I was doing, but reading the system completely opened my eyes to all the mistakes that I was making when dating. And, you know, everything led to disappointment and just confusion before. And the system is really like a GPS to navigate you safely through the dating experience. And it saves you a lot of heartache and a lot of trouble.
How about money?
Absolutely, it saves you money. That's a very big one.
You go out with a girl, you're going to spend $60 to $90. You do that four times, and she doesn't want to see you anymore. So you go to the next girl, not getting the system, and then you whatever turn that girl off, she's going to turn the next one off. If you're a wimp, she's going to turn her off, both of them. And if you're a macho boy who likes to dominate, well, she's gonna laugh at you. You know, your knuckles drag. You're a Cro-Magnon man.
Right, exactly. So she's challenge really worked very well. I mean, it drove her crazy. And it to the point where she is doing all the pursuing, and she's always complimenting me on being a gentleman, for being patient, and for listening.
Right out of the book.
Yeah. I do have a couple of concerns, though.
Fire away.
Number one is, how many times a week should we be seeing each other?
Two?
Okay.
Two. Maybe every three or four weeks or something, you can maybe do three. But two's plenty.
Okay.
You know, you got a day date, and then you got a Saturday night date.
Okay.
You know.
Before she asked me to be the boyfriend, texting was nearly non-existent.
Yeah.
But now that I'm the boyfriend, texting has sort of slowly crept into the.
We'll talk about it on the next date.
Okay.
You don't say don't text me. You say save it for the next date. Every time she sends you one, save it for the next date. Until she says to you, I don't think you like texting. Oh, no, I love texting. I just want to look at your face when noises come out of your mouth.
Sure. I totally understand that. But the thing is that the texting will sort of come in between the time, during the period of time when there is not a date set.
Yeah, but you don't have to. That's okay. But she knows you're going to ask her out again. Or maybe it'll push her to ask you out.
Okay. I was just
because you're going out on a next date. You know, the rule is don't talk about the future. But the advanced class is if they're texting you, you can't let them get into that habit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other part that men do wrong, they answer it right away. And then they get used to you answering within an hour. Then one time you're busy, you call 3 hours later, and she says, what took you 3 hours? You trained her. She trained you.
Yeah, and I want
Stop
to avoid
it before
that.
It starts. See, when she asks you to be the boyfriend, you say, you know, I want to think about it. And then you next weekend, you know, when you go out, you wait for her to bring it up. And you just say, hey, any exes in the background? No. And by the way, I don't text. I'd like to be your boyfriend, but I don't want you to know I don't text.
Right.
Okay. And then she made the commitment. You're bartering. You're trading.
Mm-hmm.
That's free enterprise. That's capitalism.
But
when it comes up later, And she brings it up. Well, you didn't mind in the beginning.
Exactly, yes.
Texting
okay.
Kills challenge. Now, if she texts you to ask you out, you go ahead and answer that and take the date. Then when she texts you the next morning, say, that's what we're going to talk about, our next date that you made yesterday.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I don't say don't text. I do everything but.
Right.
It's always a flank shot. The right, the left, over the top, or down, or underneath.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Well, thank you again very much. I really appreciate it.
I thank you, man. I thank you for having the ability to set your ego aside, because most men aren't strong enough to do that.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.